Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. Hope everybody's well. You've had a fantastic week. You're looking after your self-care and you're putting yourself in first position. Why should you put yourself in first position? Why not? Because if you're not first, you're not showing up as the best version of you for your loved ones. And when you're putting yourself first, you can really start to enjoy the experience of who you are. But putting yourself first is very, very simple. Your head and your heart need to be very connected. When the head's trying to put yourself first, you get a very different person that manifests. But when your head and your heart are connected and you're trying to put yourself in a position of first place, you are very different. You come from a place of compassion, from a place of love and care. And that's tremendous because you can start to really enjoy the experience of who you are, the uniqueness of who you are as a human being. So after all, you are 1 in 8 billion. There's no other Simon Schmid on this whole planet. So best you start enjoying that experience. Because isn't it really just an experience after all? Maybe that's another podcast. So welcome to the new subscribers. Fantastic to have you on this platform with me and supporting my quest to help people shift their lives and share my knowledge and experience with people. And to the originals, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your wonderful messages week in, week out. But most importantly, I'm feeling really accountable to this community. I'm feeling accountable that on a weekly basis, I have to do a podcast, and it's great. You know, I had a coffee with a very dear girlfriend of mine this week, and I said to her how important it is for us as human beings to create something that's unique to us. Why? Because you really connect with yourself on a deeper level. And you expand the connection between your head and your heart. So creating is great. And I think everybody should do something, that they create something unique for themselves and unique to them. And they should share that creation with people. So get creating. You've got nothing to lose. And I'd love to see how your experience of creating something for yourself benefits you. And I just want to put this out there that if anybody is struggling with something in their life, whether it's performing better, whether it's playing better, whether it's trying to live better, reach out to me. I'd be honored to help you and give you advice. SimonSchmid.co. You can WhatsApp me directly off the site. You can email me and let's start chatting and I can help you. I'd love to help people because it's human first. And I'm learning that human beings first, money second. So, this podcast is, wow, it's so amazing to see how it all started from a very difficult time that I was facing. And a couple of years down the line, it's helped tens of thousands of people. So just blown away. So how does it work? How did it start? How do you do it? And how can you go through the process of 21 days to change your life forever? Sounds quite simple. And it really is quite simple. So on the 5th of the 6th, 2014, my life changed forever. The biggest gift arrived in a nuclear bomb. And there were a few little nuclear bombs, mini nukes. But the first one was I was disinherited by my stepdad. And for those of you who have been on this journey with me on this podcast, they will know that my stepdad murdered my mother. And I had a relationship with this man and I was a family member. So that was very tough to deal with being rejected. So my whole life was basically a lie, really. Well, my whole life with him being my stepdad was a lie. The second nuke Our stepdad died that evening. The third nuke, my wife left me. The fourth nuke, I buried my stepdad 24 hours later. And the fifth nuke came back to an empty house. And it was on the fifth nuke that I decided to come up with something that was going to help shift my behavior. But there was one more nuke that came two or three days later. I don't know the exact timing, but it was, I think it was on the Tuesday after the weekend. Me and my business partner, who was a very big part of my life, godfather to my daughter, one of my best friends, we were in trouble. We decided to start splitting apart, and he decided to take contracts away from our business. But be that as it may, it was just very difficult. It wasn't the taking the work away, it was the rejection. So I was really felt very rejected with who I was. Everything that was important to me was rejecting me. So coming back to an empty house was really difficult. And I still regret this. I have huge regrets about me telling my wife to leave. If she wants to leave, she can leave the house. And I regret that. I was a man. I should have left the house. And I should have moved out and not made my kids move out with my then wife. But, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and I have apologized for it, and I do regret it massively. So I came back to this empty house and I was devastated. And I thought to myself, Simon, you've got a choice. You've got a choice. So it's not that bad. At least I have a choice. And my choice was I could go left or I could go right. What does left look like? What does right look like? And how can I shift my life and try and change my behavior? Because this is all happening for a reason. I always knew that this is happening for a reason. And I also knew, strange enough, that deep down, that this is going to be the making of me. As difficult as it was, it's going to be the making of me. So I thought of many things. You know, I'm a very keen hard enduro enthusiast. Done lots and lots of races all over the world. And I thought, let me do an event. I thought, no, that's just too exhausting. Okay, let me go and do a 12-week body transformation program. Like, oh, that's pretty exhausting. So I thought, how can I change my behavior? And me as a gym owner, working with clients on a fitness level, I knew that it takes 21 days for you to really change behavior around exercise. And it takes you 90 days for you to change something physically forever. I thought, well, maybe that can help me with changing behavior. So I thought and I mulled over things and I thought, okay, well, what's easy? I don't want to make this too complicated. I want to make it achievable and I want to make it sustainable and I want to be able to successfully complete 21 days. So I thought to myself, okay, well, what about I'll take two things out and I'll add two things in. Okay, what am I going to take out? I'm going to take out alcohol and I'm going to take out chocolates. And I'm going to add in therapy and journaling. And I'm going to do it for 21 days and then I'm going to review it. And I'm going to see the difference in that and I'll maybe change it, preview and review, and then maybe continue for another 21 days or and then continue to 90 days. So I started. I started a 21-day self-care challenge because I knew I needed to look after myself and I needed a positive distraction. And to be honest with you, I struggled. It was like, you know, I wasn't very successful with the journaling. I was very successful with the therapy because I just loved someone listening to me. And I still work with the same therapist today. many years later. And I absolutely love our sessions and love the fact that we've crossed our paths through a mutual friend. And that's how I know investing in a coach or therapist to help you get non-passenger advice is such a gift you can give yourself. But I did 21 days. I saw a slight shift in my behavior. I said, okay, right, what am I going to do next? Okay, let's continue for another 21 days. All right, great. And then it took me to 90 days. But in that time frame, it started changing my behavior around myself. But I was dealing with so much at the time, and so much hurt and so much shame. Yes, it changed my behavior around how I treated myself, but it didn't change my behavior around how I dealt with my ego in this difficult time I was going with my wife leaving me, with my stepdad, rejecting me, the loss of my stepdad, my dealing with the dynamic of my brother, so, and also my business partner. And so I think maybe because I had so much else going on, my ego was still in full flight, but I was changing behavior around myself, the way I looked after myself. And that was the start. And I always knew that I would get it wrong. I would make mistakes and I would, but it was okay. I wasn't going to put myself under a time limit to change completely. I'd already committed to myself that I was going to embark on a process of change and stop comparing myself to others and only compare myself to myself and finally face all my truth, all my pain and suffering, and decrease this emotional obesity that I had. So the challenge ended, and then I started doing it indirectly with some clients around exercise. Take two things out, add two things in. You know, because most clients in the gym business, they come to you or they come to a training facility. Mine was group training on a big scale. And people are like, can we have a diet? No, no, I don't give you a diet. We don't do diets. So take two things out, add two things in. And I started seeing such a difference in people, in their, the way they looked after themselves, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And not just all around the exercise. I thought, okay, maybe onto something here. So the birth of this 21-day self-care challenge started. So I started with myself. Then I started doing with a few clients and seeing some changes. Then I became a little bit more specific. Then I advanced it to how it can work successfully. Well, there's a few things that you need to do once you've committed to the challenge, which makes you close the loop on yourself and makes you accountable and gets you and gets people to support you through this process. So then the challenge, I started seeing big success with clients and their results, and then I started seeing it with myself. But the most important thing, I think, is where I see a change with myself and with clients is that the preview and review are very, very important. So do the 21 days, preview and review what you've done over the 21 days. How did it help? What did you feel different? Do you want to mix those up? Do you want to bank the current ones you've got? Do you want to change them completely? And that's important. I think that's very, very important. I encourage people to try and bank what they have and then continue to add in more. So that's how it really started, from my own pain and suffering. And then I had this amazing opportunity to work with this very big company in the UK. And, you know, my challenge has helped hundreds of people over the years, a couple of thousand, because most people then, you know, get the family involved or a friend. And then I've got this opportunity to do it with this huge company in the UK. And it was such an amazing project. And looking back now, the joy I had in creating and sharing my knowledge with no monetary benefit was just so super. I felt so amazing doing it and sharing this and seeing people really, and getting testimonials and messages from people around the world of how they've changed behavior and how they've changed their life. And it was like, made me feel really good in like in a really nice way. Made me feel very proud of myself about what this challenge has done for me, and proud of myself that I've created this challenge that is helping people. So it's really very, very simple. You take two things out, you add two things in. And people always go, okay, send me the list. No, you don't need a list. You know exactly what you need to take out, and you know exactly what you need to add in. Most people say, I'm going to cut out sugar. Not achievable. You will fail. We all might drink too much Diet Coke or have too many certain chocolates, or we might eat bread. Make those items, make it an individual item. Don't make it, I'm cutting out carbs. Not achievable. Because if it's not sustainable, it's not successful. So you take out two things that you know that you're having too much of. And then you add two things in that you're not doing enough of. For yourself, reading, walking, your hobby, date night, communicating with loved ones. It can be whatever. But the beautiful thing with this is that we all know what we should be doing more of, and we all know what we should be doing less of. And that's such a beautiful thing about this challenge. But the real gift that you can give yourself is taking it from 21 days to 90 days. Because the 21 days, you'll shift behavior, you'll see a change. But if you can take it to 90, you will change your life forever. Why? Because you change behavior. So my coaching philosophy is change the internal behavior first, and then the external. Not that it's right or wrong, but that's what I feel. You got to change behavior first. Not anyone can give you a training program or give you hundreds of tasks to improve your self-esteem, but you've got to change behavior first. How do you change behavior? Go to the source of where you're living inefficiently. Because you know, we don't live inefficiently. We don't die from being inefficient. But we live inefficiently. It's quite scary when you think of that. So changing behavior makes you more efficient. So the challenge is all wonderful and great, and you will see huge shifts in your life. But there's one little thing which has made this challenge become so successful. And I didn't do it initially like this. People just did it themselves and they got on with it. And there was a lot of people found it quite easy, but a lot of people found it very difficult. So you got to close the loop. What is closing the loop? When you've committed to what you're taking out and adding in, you got to write a vow to yourself about why you are doing this challenge. And number two, you write a letter of intentions to your friends, family, looking for their support and love and care. Because human beings are people pleasers. So if it's alcohol you want to give up, when you go to a restaurant and someone says, oh, Simon, why aren't you having a glass of wine? And they pressurize you, eventually you buckle. Most people buckle. We've all been in that position. I'm giving up sober October. And we find it so difficult to do 2 weeks of no alcohol because we don't get people support. We don't get cheerleaders. We don't get a team around us to navigate us and boost us and give us the encouragement to change our lives through this challenge. So the letter of intentions to family and friends, if you don't do it, I can guarantee you now, I would say, because obviously so many people have done it, this challenge, tens of thousands. The ones that haven't done the letter of intentions, 90% of them fail. Fact. So the letter of intentions closes the loop on yourself. that you're not going to allow that behavior to change, to keep controlling and making you live inefficiently. And what happens is your friends and family start to make you accountable. So when you're going for that piece of chocolate cake, if it's cake you've given up, one of them will say, no, you can't have that cake. Terribly sorry. Please move away. And it becomes quite fun. It becomes, you know, you feel supported, positively supported, not negatively supported. Especially alcohol. A lot of people give up alcohol. Tough. But we want to people please. So protect yourself. Write that letter of intentions. So just to go through the process again. Identify what is it you want to take out. Identify what it is you want to add in. You will know what it is. Commit to it. Make a vow to yourself. Write a letter of intentions. Do the 21 days. Review it. Either bank what you've done and add in more and take out more, or continue with the same one, or mix it up, however you want to. You will know where you can become more efficient, because you will give yourself a chance to change behavior. And then take it through to 90 days. But change is hard. Ladies and gents, change is difficult. That's why it's change. It's hard in the beginning, really tough. It's messy in the middle, and it's change in the end. But if you can just not get out in the middle when it gets messy, God, your life will seem so different. You know, this girlfriend of mine I was having a coffee with, I said to her, it takes you one little thing to see your life differently. Your whole world changes. And that's exciting. Because a lot of the time our reality, what we perceive our reality to be, is not our reality. Think about that. Sometimes we think our reality is something it's actually not. I'd be honored for people to reach out to me about this challenge. If you've got any questions, reach out to me, simonschmid.co. Challenge a friend, share this message, share this gift to people, friends and family. But most important, close the loop. Close the loop, get support, get encouragement, and you will become unstoppable. But just to finish off, I am so grateful to be able to share make my message message. And I can't tell you the joy I get from doing these podcasts and the accountability I'm making myself do them. So thank you for your support. Please feel free to like, subscribe and share. It all helps with building the community. And let's get a movement going and shift people's lives through changing behavior. Have a wonderful weekend. That's it for now. Lots of love. Cheers.